While Rebecca and Danielle get ready for the final round, it's time for us to play a game. This is called Ask Me Another Again Later. Puzzleger Archung, explain how this works.
Ophira, I'm going to ask you and Jonathan questions with a definitive yes or no answer. You'll each talk it out and give me your answer, then we'll ask a magic eight ball what it thinks. We'll see who gets the most correct answers. Here's your first question. Fruit Loop cereal comes in the colors red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple. However, are all Fruit Loops the same flavor? Ophira?
First of all, I've never had Fruit Loops. I grew up in a family where we weren't allowed to have sugar.
Oh, no sugar cereals.
No sugar cereals, like Raisin Bran. We were like, oh my God.
Nature's candy, raisins.
But I'm going to say they're all 100% sugar. Like, how could they be that different in taste? I mean, flavors? Like, what are we talking about? What's blue? Blueberry? Come on now. They're the same. What are the other ones? Green? What's green? Mint? Zucchini? What's it supposed to be?
Yeah, zucchini, blueberry.
Yeah, what's
acai
it?
Berry.
Acai berry. Lemon.
Mango.
Yum, yum,
yellow.
Yum.
You know, it's funny. I feel like I probably several times in my life have tasted individual Fruit Loops to see if they had a different flavor. Because this is a question that has occurred to me before in the past.
At certain key times.
Of course it has.
Yeah. So I'm sure that I have run this experiment several times, but I don't think I have ever written down or remembered the results.
You don't have a serial Excel spreadsheet?
Not anymore. I lost it.
Oh.
I lost it in a fire. As I remember right now in my mind's mouth, the flavor of a Fruit Loop, it is a general fake fruitiness. But I'm going to say they're all the same flavor.
Okay, so to sum up, Ophira, are all Fruit Loops the same flavor?
Yes, they are all the same flavor.
Jonathan?
Yeah, I say yes.
All right, let's see what the Magic 8-Ball says. As I see it, yes. And the real answer is yes.
Hey.
They're all the same flavor. The platypus is a very strange animal. It's a mammal, but it lays eggs. It's like a duck and a beaver and an otter all in one. And only one sex of platypus is venomous. Is the female platypus the one that's venomous? Jonathan, you're first.
Well, knowing what I do about evolutionary biology...
From that Google search in your life.
Yeah. On the one hand, the male is traditionally the sex that goes out and fights. Do platypuses fight? I don't even know. But then also, there's a thing where sometimes the female has a sort of protective measure. So I would say, I'm going to say yes, that it is the female, under the assumption that there isn't a lot of fighting in platypus land. And mostly it is a defense mechanism that has evolved to protect the platypus eggs. I just grossed myself out saying platypus eggs.
Ophira?
All right. Well, you know what? Just for fun, I would say female, because if I were part duck, beaver, and otter, maybe I kind of am. I would be poisonous. Right?
Yeah, why
I would
not?
Be
like, throw it in.
Yeah, exactly. All the things that people want, I'm going to need poison.
Mm-hmm.
But to be different, I'm going to be like, you know what? I think the male would probably be so threatened by the entire platypi world. I'm going to say no. I think the male platypus is the venomous one.
Right. Let's see what the Magic 8-Ball thinks. Signs point to yes. So Jonathan said yes. Magic 8-Ball said yes. Ophira said no. The answer is no. The male platypus is venomous. That's right. Apparently, the platypus is one of very few venomous mammals, and venom is delivered by spurs on the male platypus' hind limbs.
Ugh. This animal gets more and more disgusting the more and more I learn about it.
The tiny baby ones on YouTube, though.
Oh,
they're so cute. Mm. Yeah.
All right, here's your next question. Do the French consume per capita more butter than Americans? Ophira, you're up.
Aren't Americans like 10% corn and soy or something like that? Like, aren't we mostly corn and soy?
Our bodies.
Yeah, at this point. And just based on that, yeah, I think we, all of our cooking and the stuff that we eat is actually not using butter. I think there is a return, perhaps, to thinking about stuff, but we will use every other cheaper source of fat and oil. But the French, they're crazy about butter. So I believe that, the French consume per capita more butter than Americans. Oh. Yes.
Yes. Jonathan?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you think of a Parisian,
yeah,
wandering out into the streets of Paris and going to the markets and just picking up what's fresh and local, the local bakery and the local buttery.
Yeah.
You bring your loaf of bread home and your butter home and you just eat bread and butter all night long.
That's right.
Drink red wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I think probably there's less processed food in France. And so if you're all the margarines that are happening here, most of them are not happening in France. And instead, they're replaced with butter, probably more butter in cooking. So yeah, I'm going to say bien sûr, which means yes.
All right, Magic 8-Ball says, my sources say no, disagreeing. Oh.
Can we ask what its sources are?
The correct answer is yes, the French consume more butter than Americans.
Yeah!
Turns out the French consume about 18 pounds of butter per person annually. Americans consume less than 6 pounds. So there you go.
A lot of butter.
A lot of butter. That's the end of the game, and the winner is Ophira.